America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks. Thank you for listening, whether you're doing that in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you've got the free Odyssey app and you're listening to the Junks while you're traveling, while you're on the go. Thank you for doing that. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitters. Thank you for the follow. Go give a follow if you're not already. At Cakes Flops on the seldom used Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop today.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday to you. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning. And Eric Bickle also here.
Is that a different hat you got now? Like, is that another?
This is the commander's hat that I bought for my Dan Quinn costume.
Oh, that's the one you wore that day?
Yeah, I wore it backwards.
Oh, you wore
it?
Can I see it?
Yeah, sure. I wore it back like this.
Yeah. Let me see it the other way. Let me see it the other way. The regular way?
Yeah, like
I like
this.
It.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it again? Fanatics or whatever?
I believe this is a Fanatics purchase.
Will they charge you for that? About $35?
Probably $30.
Yeah. I'm out on $35.
That's not including like shipping. I don't even know. I don't know how much it costs.
Right. Too much. I like it, though.
Thank you.
And what I tell you, those ropes, they're in.
Rope hats are back.
Rope hats are big
time in.
They
used to be cool. I think they were a thing like maybe in the 80s into the 90s.
Rock.
80s or 90s.
Yeah.
And now they're back.
Ropes
they're
are back.
They're just officially back.
Yeah.
And this is the latest iteration.
How did the Cakes Classic go last night?
Oh, went well. I cashed.
Oh,
and,
nice. Cash?
Not bad. Fifth place.
Oh, that's really
like
good.
Like $750, and I won like three bounties. So it's like $900.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right in my pocket.
Nice.
Now, the only downside is I'm on fumes
deprived.
Right now.
Yeah,
I'm like on roughly two hours of sleep.
Ooh. What time did you make it to the hotel room?
What time did I make it after the Cakes Classic? After my run ended?
Yes.
Oh, you mean after I got it in with Ace King against Ace 10, and then the guy rivered a straight on me when I could have doubled up? That was around 2:20 a.m.
2:20 a.m.
2:20 a.m., yeah. Straight to bed.
Jason, how would you fare if you had to
get
up in
here.
The morning for the show after 2:20 a.m. bedtime?
I wouldn't be here. Yeah. I couldn't get up for the show.
Well, I mean, I would have gotten a little more sleep, but everybody there outside of me, I think maybe at least one or two guys were very anti-chop. Nobody wanted to chop the pot.
Really?
I'm very pro-chop. Nobody... It was not a big chop crowd last night.
Mm-hmm.
So it fell on deaf ears, but it's okay. It's all good. You can either choose to chop or not chop. That's your choice as an American.
Well, congratulations.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Cashing in the Cakes
Classic.
What
are you going to do with the cash?
I don't know. Probably just put it in my bank. Follow your lead. Put it in the bank.
Put it in the bank, yeah.
Save it for that rainy day.
I'll tell you what, everyone's 401ks are swole this morning.
that is true.
After yesterday, I got
a big day.
I want to look at those balances.
Big day on the market.
I know Bitcoin is at an all-time high. I don't know what it is this morning.
I haven't looked this morning because my phone's acting a little wonky.
Yeah.
But now that you bring it up, I think I should probably do my due diligence and check see where it's at.
Love that. Love to see your investments go up well.
Sure.
Yep.
Hopefully it happens.
Just got to keep going, buddy. Keep going.
I need to get some chapstick. I'm not a big chapstick guy.
Oh, I'm the biggest chapstick guy. I don't think I have any
or something
on me,
to squirt put on my finger.
But you,
I don't
really
want to use your thing. Just
Squirtle. I don't like the squirty lip balm. I'm more of the
chapstick,
the one that goes right on your lip.
Yeah.
The guy who taught me that I always need to carry chapstick, and I laud him to this day, Brett.
Brett, is he a big chapstick guy?
Big chapstick guy. He was. Yeah. He would always be like, he's like, when fall and winter, you just got to have chapstick on you at all times. And
yeah, why is it happening now?
It registered with me.
Is it like drier or something? Like, what the hell's going on? There's no humidity.
I guess just dry.
Less humidity.
Dry outside.
I'm outside, and I'm just like, oh, yeah,
you need that. You need that chapstick.
In a pinch, can you put sunscreen on your lips?
I don't know about that.
I think
that.
You can.
I think you might be able to, right?
Really?
It's a little moist.
Yeah.
I've never even considered doing that. I mean, you might get a little.
I mean, it'll help a little bit.
Like spillover if you're putting some on your face, but like directly onto your lips.
I'm just asking, what can you do in a pinch?
I don't know.
Well, it's got a little SPF in it. You need to protect your lips too. Right?
Maybe. I never really thought of it.
My daughters, because they have all these eczema issues on and stuff, they have Aquaphor all the time. Do you guys have that around the house?
I know they literally have Aquaphor
everywhere
they go. I think my
wife
has some, but I mean...
Aquaphor is legit.
We buy Aquaphor all the time. I need more Aquaphor. More Aquaphor. I lost my Aquaphor. I need more Aquaphor.
What exactly is it?
I don't know. It's some greasy
lotion.
Stuff.
Mm, it's lotion.
I think it just keeps you moist, your skin moist. I don't know. No idea. I don't really use it.
Oh, Aquaphor is awesome.
Aquaphor would work.
Mm.
Mom, my lips are getting chapped, and I'm not a chapped lips guy.
Problem with the lip balm? It's expensive. I'll buy it.
It's expensive. How much could it be?
It's expensive, man. Like you buy just like one tube of the good stuff. I'm talking about like quality, like name brand, either chapstick or this is a revelation for you. Remember this name. What do you know about Burt's Bees?
I mean,
Burt's Bees. That is your one seed of lip balms.
I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is. I don't know. $4 or something?
Like $4 or $5 per.
Yeah. All right. I feel like I can afford it.
But to keep your lips nice and supple like Drabs, well worth the spending the money.
Shouldn't a tube of chapstick last almost a lifetime?
No.
Not really?
Not if you're using
it. A lifetime.
Not people that use them all the time.
If you use it every day.
I use it every day of the year.
And how long does it last you before you need to get a new one?
For one tube?
What, a month?
Probably more than that.
Maybe two?
Yeah.
Maybe. But I have to have them like everywhere. I have them in my car.
You use them year round?
Every single day. Right next to my bed, in my car. Wow. Should always be in my pocket. I'm a little bit disturbed that I don't have one in my pocket right now.
That's a bit of an OCD thing. You don't need chapstick every single day.
You could be right. But anytime, like right now, I feel like I need it because we're talking about it. And now I feel a little bit of dryness on my lips, which
mine,
I don't like.
Mine are definitely dry, but it doesn't happen very often.
I might have to scramble and see if I have some in my poker backpack. Hold on.
I definitely need it every day because my lips are really dry in the morning when I wake up.
Oh, I found
some. So I got to put it on every morning.
Oh, that's the Burt's Bees or no?
No, this is the EOS. I think this is more for the ladies. I stole this from my daughter.
Right.
Stole this from her.
Right, and you can't like
say I'm gonna.
That looks good.
Oh, it feels so good.
It's so much better. I might have to send Mike
that's
Moore.
So good
to CVS.
I mean, CVS right around the corner.
Yeah,
you need this in your life, EB.
Yeah,
look at that.
You're right.
I'm good now.
What do you say, bud?
Burt's Bees every day for my life since I was a freshman
Burt's
in high
Bees,
school.
I'm telling
how many
you,
things
it's
are
so
you addicted
good.
To? Zins, Burt's Bees. What else?
Maybe just those two,
Sigs,
at least on a daily occurrence.
Sigs when you go out.
Marlboro Reds. He was hard, too, with the Sigs. Don't think he does it.
The heaters this past weekend was kind of a show.
Oh, the heaters were out of control?
They were out in force.
Oh, speaking of heaters, I was walking around during a break at MGM National Harbor, and I walked by. They have a heater machine. They have a cigarette machine, like, right by one of the bathrooms.
Like an old-school pole?
No, not like that. It's...
Yeah.
I mean, the setup is similar, but it's not like you don't pull a lever out.
Yeah,
like it's
some
the
spring-loaded
like it's
thing
the
comes
1920s,
out. Yeah.
Though I do respect that hustle. And I was just curious. I was like, how much are they selling one pack of cigarettes
I wouldn't know.
In a casino?
So I would say $6.99. I have no idea. I honestly have no idea.
No. Keep going.
$12?
Keep going.
Really? I have no idea.
$20.
Wow. For a pack of cigs?
For one pack of cigarettes.
All right, if you go, Mike Moore, when you go to 7-Eleven, how much is a pack of cigs?
like right around $10, a little
bit
more.
Well, he's also, if he's buying premium, like he's if he's buying Marlboro Red, or are you buying like the
Marlboro
the,
Light?
You're buying Marlboro Light. Okay, what's a Marlboro Light? So it's $10?
Yeah. $10 a pack?
$10.50.
Okay. Yeah. $10.50. And that's like one night out for you?
No. I mean, well, the thing is, you also got to remember, like, when I go out, it's like seven or eight people, so it's like two cigs a person, basically, and then it's just tap.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's one night out. It used to be back in the day, like, when I would bum cigarettes off people, like in bars, when you're still allowed to smoke cigarettes in bars, and I'm talking about 35 years ago or more, like, people wouldn't get upset if you're like, hey, can I have a smoke? So you're like, sure, here you go. They're cheap, whatever. Now, if you pay like $10 or $12 for a pack of cigarettes, which is dumb, by the way, don't smoke. It's horrible. I regret ever doing it. People will be like, well, these cigarettes cost me $12.
Why am I but people tend to be generous. I mean,
they do, but they're probably a little bit bitter in the back of their brains that they're handing over a Marlboro Light.
I'll say this: I play golf. Last couple times I've been playing golf with guys, they're just different guys randomly that like to smoke cigars.
Okay.
Like they're just out there enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it borderline gets me horny when I smell cigar smoke. I really like it.
Yeah. Gets you charged up.
And I want to say something, but I know if I say something, they'll offer me a cigar. Because they just, people are just like that. They just
offer. Well, you don't want to smoke the cigar? Yeah, you just like the smell of it?
I love the smell of it, and I don't need to be addicted to it, but I do. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a hassle when you're golfing.
And also,
too.
I couldn't figure out how I can,
you
know.
You got to put it down.
Now that I'm walking, I don't know how to handle it. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I think that was the one like tobacco product that Mike Marr didn't have when we played at the Purple Heart Open.
No,
I don't think he had a cigar.
No, I had stogies because I remember
I forgot.
Because right before we teed up, Valdez just like, you know, like it was Christmas morning, just handed me a pack of, it was like monthly club cigars or whatever.
Yeah, my dad got me the cigar of the month club for Christmas.
Really?
I had a bunch left over and I gave him the Marr.
Sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
What a hookup.
Do you have a little humidor at their house that you maintain, a little small one or no?
This is the nubby little to-go.
Yeah, I have one of those to-go things.
Yeah, nothing like what my dad has. Mm-hmm. My dad has
one of those big sillies.
One of the big sillies down in the basement.
Hmm. I was never good at maintaining.
Never a big cigar guy. More of a coffin nail guy.
I didn't try my coconut oil thing. Maybe we should do that during the show, Drabby. I'll suck on some coconut for an hour.
We can go to the CVS. Get you some
like half hour.
Get you some chapstick and coconut oil.
Well, somebody said you could just suck on like coconut or like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It doesn't have to be oil. I don't know. I don't even know how they sell.
Suck on a coconut.
Not like a from a tree, but like it's
like a strip or something,
or like maybe like a gel or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like he's on Survivor.
I need you to stop doing that face that you're doing. It's freaking me out. You've been doing it all day. Yesterday, you got to get it fixed.
His tooth face.
He's running 100 times an hour.
He's running his tongue over his tooth.
He closes his one eye. With that.
Yeah. Well, you understand. I basically have a shard of a tooth where it chipped off. Mm-hmm. It's razor sharp. You could cut diamonds with it.
Or coconuts.
Hey, I'm Ronnie Movis. EB, can I borrow your mouth?
Yeah. And so I'm constantly just feeling it with
the
my
diamond
tongue.
Mines.
I mean, it's just,
JP still obsesses over the trip he should have had for me a few years ago.
To South Africa?
To South Africa.
Right.
Home of Ronnie Movis.
Well, hopefully Thursday, a week from today, at noon, that issue will be addressed.
Good.
Then I got to make my extraction appointment.
Yeah.
Which I'm dreading. What? Well, they got to pull this back one.
He's got all kinds of stuff going on.
It sounds like a military operation.
Yeah, it is. Like, regular dentists don't do it.
We're at the X-Mill point. We need to extract this molar. Yeah.
One molar, one bicuspid. We couldn't save the incisor.
No, my incisor's going to get saved. My molar's cooked. I'm probably going to have to get an implant. I never had an implant before. Implant or bridge. One bridge. Bridge is working out okay.
Good.
Yeah. Might go for my second Bay Bridge.
Are those expensive or those pricey?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, whatever they are.
Usually when you spend that much money in your mouth, you have a grill.
Yeah, I don't have a grill.
Are those still a thing? Do people still wear grills? Those can't be a thing.
They don't seem to be popular.
Lamar played with the diamonds all in his teeth when the pump Tampa Bay. Okay.
So I guess they are still a thing, or they
right.
can be.
Right. I think it's a Florida thing.
It might be.
Got it. All right, coming up on the show today on Open Line Thursday, by the way, you're welcome to call us whenever you would like, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Brian Baldinger will join us at 720. We'll talk NFL and Commanders with him. Dave Richard at 8, he'll dispense the invaluable fantasy football advice you need because, hello, Week 10 starts tonight. And we'll talk to the doubter, Nick Dowd, because the Capitals just win all the time and Ovi scores all the time. He just scores goals every single time he takes the ice. So we'll talk to Dowd coming up at 8:25. We'll get into the Junk Sports page, tell you about the Caps and more next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Junk's coming to you on an Open Line Thursday. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Hey, should mention, EB and I are going to be at Sports and Social today in Bethesda.
Time.
Okay. 6 p.m. It is a Surfside happy hour, a little Surfside meet and greet. Do I need to send you a reminder text?
Definitely.
6 p.m. tonight, Sports and Social.
No, I mean, definitely.
11800 Grand Park Avenue.
Where's that?
Come by, say hello.
Bethesda, you said?
In North Bethesda.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I definitely need a reminder. I'm looking forward to it. It's not any, you know, just, you just it's not top of my mind.
Should I drop like some Surfsides on the way so you just follow the trail of Surfsides?
Yeah, it's not a bad
to Sports
idea.
And Social.
Yeah.
Now, my path's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I had to take a ridiculous path today because 270 was basically shut down.
Why?
I don't know. I just know there's local lanes. And when I looked to the left, I was like, oh, thank God I'm not in the main lanes. They're completely shut down, and I had to take some sort of road. Next thing I know, I'm by Montgomery Mall, and I'm on Democracy Boulevard, and I'm coming out different ways. And then the American Legion Bridge had issues. Somehow I got on GW Parkway. I'm not even sure if it was open. There weren't that many people actually taking that exit.
Hey, hold on. Can you tell me the name of the spot again that I have to be at tonight? I'm being serious.
Sports and Social.
How do I not know that place?
I think it's relatively new.
Maybe that's why you don't know, because somewhat new.
I mean, I go there all the time. I don't know where that is. Sports and Social.
Yes.
All right.
Grand Park Avenue.
What time? What time
do you think?
6 p.m.
Put it 6 p.m.
I'll put a reminder there on my phone.
Very good.
Well, come out and say hello.
Hold on. What's you it called? Check Sports out and Social?
Yeah,
Sports and Social.
It's right up on our Twitter as well if you need to check that out with a link to the bar, EB.
Sports and Social. I'm putting a 5 p.m. reminder. What's the big deal?
You'll remember. You'll be fine.
No, I don't know if he would remember.
It's not top of mind. In fact, now I got a kid. I have supposed to have a phone appointment with some kid that wants me to help him learn how to get into the business.
Oh yeah, what time is that?
It's supposed to be at 7. Radio business.
Oh, that's at 7.
I know, he wants to get into the business, so now I got to move that. Oh,
tell him to work hard and get incredibly lucky. That's basically the blueprint.
I just like a lot of people, and I believe me, I get this. You're coming out of college, you don't really know what you want to do. They think, you know,
radio insider.
Guys have a cool job. And look, obviously it's hard to do this, but you know, they want to work in sports or something. The problem with most sports jobs, they don't pay anything. Like, what do you want to go work? You know, for the Commanders, like
they think it's cool. Yeah, they don't really think about that. They just want to work for an NFL team.
You got to get your foot in the door somehow.
First job, I mean, it'd be good.
But how do you ever make anything? It's, like, I just don't think you make that much.
You got to go into sales.
You got to go into sales.
Tell me.
Yeah. Huh?
Tell me.
What'd you figure that out? Right?
Yeah, Valdez wants that, right? That life hack.
Do you want to just break it to him? I should have him call you.
Sure, yeah.
You're more realistic.
I might. I'll give him the bad news.
Yeah, you'll crush their souls.
There's just no money in sports. You know, unless you're like freaking GM or something.
Mm-mm. I know. I was golfing with someone. I was playing in the old man group, mm-hmm. and his grandson. That's right. How old I'm playing.
Yeah.
He's at the University of Georgia.
Okay.
And he wants to get into
a young grandson either. Like you are in the old man group.
So he wants to get into like sports and broadcasting. Right. And he's like a communications major down mm-hmm. there.
Right.
And he was like interested, like how I got into it, and I said, mm-hmm. you know, put me in contact with them and I'll give them the bad news. So
yeah, I'll break it to them.
It's kind of that way.
I had a couple talks. I just actually a lot of times just put them in touch with the people we know. Then it's on them. They want to get a job with JVS, call
sure
them up,
mm-hmm. sure email. I can get them a contact with the Caps or the Wizards or something.
Yeah.
But they're gonna make $15,000 and it's gonna be miserable.
Hey, like, you know what?
Maybe it won't be for them.
Just tell them
you
that.
Pay your dues when you're young.
You know what? Tell them that, and like the phone call will be 3 minutes.
Yeah, I just think kids today are not used to grinding. Like they, you know,
mm-hmm. grinding like you did.
No, I'm just saying.
Grind it
look,
out.
Look, we're an anomaly. It's impossible to replicate what we've done.
This is unrealistic.
This is an anomaly, and I'm aware of that. I just don't know what to tell people.
Right. Well, I hope you find out, because you're about to do it in about 3 hours.
If he remembers.
Yeah, if he remembers.
And
yeah.
Then he'll go to Sports and Social in Bethesda, yes. 6 o'clock, drink a bunch of Surfside, correct. Hang out with the Surfside people.
Yeah.
Drink a responsible amount of Surfside, because you got to get home.
Two strawberry lemonades.
Perfect.
That's all I need.
Speaking of restaurants, and, you know, this is a serious story. It's a bad story. But I got to talk about it. It's top story on the news, local.
Why do you have a little smile?
I'm not smiling.
You had like a little wry smile.
Well, because we were talking about goofy stuff and now we're going to a serious story. But Tobias Dorsen, who is a former NFL player, he went to Jackson State. He played for Tampa. I think he played for Jacksonville, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he turned into a restaurateur and he owns 3 or 4 restaurants. He also is a chef. And one of his restaurants is called the Huncho House in Hyattsville,
mm-hmm.
which I've heard really good things about. I've never been there, but I've got family and friends who live over there in the University Park area, and they've talked about it. But last night, he and his girlfriend are coming home from dinner at about 10:30. They live in Hyattsville, and 4 guys roll up in an SUV, start shooting at his Uber, and he gets out of the Uber. They hit him. They shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't die. Shoot his girlfriend. She doesn't die. She actually crawls. It's all on camera. She crawls away from the Uber mm-hmm. behind another car to hide. Dorsen, who's on the street in the parking lot, face down. They go up to him. 4 guys go up to him, rob him, and they leave. Now, they're going to survive, but that's the worst story.
But why?
It's a horrible story.
I mean, maybe they knew who he was. Mm-hmm. Maybe they tracked him from the restaurant and just followed him. I have no idea, but it's just a horrible story.
And then were they like young guys? Like, could you tell?
Oh, I'm sure. Hopefully the cops find them quickly.
Why shoot the guy? All you got to do is just, I mean, I don't recommend it, but if you have a freaking weapon, just say, hey, give me all your money. I got to give it to you.
Don't understand it.
Why shoot the
Drabby, guy? Did you hear about that story?
First time hearing about
it. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I saw it on
I'm
news
reading about it. I don't know if it is it a robbery or it almost sounds like it's a hit.
Well, they went up and robbed him.
Okay.
They did rob him when he was on the ground.
It sounds like it's very well like executed and planned.
If anybody knows Tobias, first of all, tell him we wish him well. We're hoping he recovers quickly. But if anybody knows Tobias, give us a call and let us know how he's doing.
Where did they shoot him? Can you tell?
What, part of the body?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
What about the girl?
She couldn't get up and walk, so maybe they got her in the leg.
Oh.
It's all on camera.
That's amazing.
Well, it's a terrible story.
Did they come up on another vehicle?
They got out of a vehicle. Yes, it was a white.
Probably a stolen vehicle.
It was a white SUV. I'm not sure what kind, but it's all on camera.
Right,
it's just awful.
Hey, let's go to Mark in Warrington real quick.
It is an open line Thursday.
That's true.
We encourage the callers.
Mark, what's up, buddy? You're with the Junkies. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Good, and yourselves?
Yeah, good.
What's up?
Excellent. Hey, Jason, I got a quick question for you. Reference Brett Pry. The Saturday Hokies game where it's approaching the half and the Hokies get the ball back.
I'll be there.
Three timeouts and they drive down the field. Why are they not burning timeouts to give their field goal kicker an opportunity to hit a field goal and then they're not going into overtime at the end of the game and blowing that game?
My buddies were asking the same thing.
I do not know. I was asking myself the exact same question.
I think all of Hokie Nation was asking.
He was asked about it after the game, and he said since they had a bunch of backups in, including the quarterback, they were just playing for overtime, but the quarterback played pretty well besides the fumble.
Why do you think he would do any better in overtime? I guess if you botch it, you get at least an opportunity to respond. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and that's what happened. And Syracuse goes down and scores first, and they go up 7, and then Tech gets the ball, and Colin Schley, who's a transfer, fumbles, and game was over. I don't know, man. I have no idea. I question a lot of the moves and decisions the coaching staff has made this year, and that was one of them.
I mean, do you think he's gone at the end of the season?
Is there growing concern for him or no?
I'm not going to predict that. I don't know what his buyout would be.
Yeah, how many years does he have left on his deal?
Probably a good deal.
How long has he been there?
No idea.
Two or three?
This is his third year, so it's probably a 5-year deal.
Usually 3 years, you kind of have a sense of where the program's going.
But if it ends poorly and they don't make a bowl, that could be a different story. I don't know. But this weekend could be ugly because they're playing Clemson. They might not have drones and they might not have Tootin again.
Yeah. I was jumping up and down at the end of the Redskins Hail Mary victory, and I was jumping up and down at the game on Saturday when they lost that stupid thing in overtime. It was so freaking frustrating.
I agree, man. Right. I agree.
Well, why don't you get your emotions in check over there, buddy?
That's what sports does to you, man.
It's nuts. Now I'm at work serving the Commonwealth, so
nice.
Got to control those emotions today, too. Yep. So, hey, I did see that story Jason was talking about, too, on the news. That's sad.
It definitely is. All right, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Be good.
Right, take care, boy.
What are you laughing about?
It's just his commentary.
Delivery.
It's just, you know.
Hey, Cakes.
Yeah.
All right, back on to get away from serious stuff.
Yes.
You offered a buyout for me for the OV goal scoring.
Yes, this is correct.
Record that he would pass. You and I have a $100 bet, my 100 to your 1,000.
Yes, that's correct.
That he would not break it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you offered me a buyout for $50.
I did. That's a very generous offer by me.
Valdez, what day was that? Was that Monday?
I think it was Monday. I don't know if that offer still stands.
Well, I'm asking him. Here's a $50 bill. Is the offer still good?
Make it 70.
No, am I really going to haggle over $20?
For radio,
yes. Yeah. Look, here's 50.
Because Obi scored again last night. I think that's 861.
Yeah, I mean, he just scores every time out.
How much are you offering? 50?
He definitely scored. I offered it up a few days ago.
Yeah.
He always scores wearing the black Skriegel jersey.
And he did again.
So he should wear that in every single game.
Why is it called the Skriegel?
Screaming Eagle.
Oh, okay.
Then you take screaming
and
eagle
okay.
and you put it together. That's why it's called the Skriegel jersey.
All right, the Skriegel jersey, and they win again. Now,
that's different than the Weagle, which is the eagle.
The white eagle?
In the capital silhouette. Different logo.
All right. Yes or
just
no?
So you know.
The offer? Still
yeah, the
good?
Offer stands. We could squash the bet. If you pay me the 50 today, that's fine.
Look.
I'm okay with that.
Look.
Take it.
Don't touch that. Don't touch it.
Why? I'm a man
you
of my word.
$50.
I offered him a buyout. I never took it off the table. He produced the money.
Yep.
The bet's done.
The bet's eliminated.
His butt size scratched the box.
Yeah, after Ovi had 4 more goals this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fine. It's all good.
It's another 50 to his pot that he won last night.
Yeah, I'll just throw it on the pile.
Caps win again. They've got 18 points. They're 9-3. They beat Nashville 3.
What is going on with them? They're literally on fire.
Well, Nashville stinks, and the Caps are good. I don't think Logan's lost a game as a goalie, right?
Logan Thompson?
Yeah, I think he's undefeated.
Ooh. I guess we're good, Case.
He had 33 saves last night.
I think we're good.
And
the Caps score a lot of goals.
Right.
Man.
They're proficient at scoring goals, especially Ovi.
So right now in the Metro at the top, Carolina, Caps, Devils all have 18 points.
But the Devils have played 3 or 4 more games.
Devils have played 3 more games than Washington. Washington's played 1 more than Carolina.
Connor McMichael's up to 8 goals.
Yeah, he's having a great
year. He's having a ridiculous season so far.
So another win for the Capitals, and they will play, I believe they play Pittsburgh tomorrow night on ESPN.
Here at Capital One.
Here.
They've had a very home-friendly start to their season. 7 of the first 10 on home ice. Hopefully they can do some work away from Capital One.
7-1 at home.
It's pretty good. Yep.
Mr. Valdez, you'll be up late tonight because the Ravens play Thursday night football at against the Bengals. They lay 6.5. They're minus 275 on the money line. The total is 52.5.
It's a must win for Cincy.
Cincy, what are they, 4-5?
Yeah, if they want to get a wild card.
I think they're 4-5. Yeah, they're 4-5.
T. Higgins set to miss again. It's like his at least 3rd or 4th straight game missing.
Good. I just want Burrow to throw a million balls to Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, he will against that Ravens secondary.
I want him to catch 15 balls.
He'll be heavily targeted, as will Mike Gesicki, who puts up big numbers when Higgins doesn't play.
By the way, there's an update on Dak Prescott's hamstring injury. Apparently, it's really serious. The muscle came off of the bone.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be a couple months.
Well, he's going on IR, but
he's done.
That could be for the year.
That's done.
It could be for the year.
That happened to Tommy Horsey.
The hamstring came off the bone and curled up into a ball.
Really?
Yeah, and his dumbass didn't address it for like 6 months.
Oof. Yo, he's just walking around with a torn hamstring?
Yeah, literally off the bone.
Yeah.
He's just stupid.
And my leg hurts. I'm not sure exactly why. It's Tommy Horsey. He doesn't even sound like
that. No, but they did fix it, but it was like a big procedure. You know, because you have to reattach the freaking muscle.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not good. Marshawn Lattimore, you know, we talked about him coming to Ashburn yesterday.
Maybe I was wrong when I was saying, well, he's just basically faking an injury. He's going to roll right out to practice. He's going to be good.
He didn't practice.
Yeah. I think most of us corrected you on that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I got
a little overzealous.
He did some interviews. I'm sure Finley talked to him. I saw Scotty Abraham asking him.
The media scrum around him
was
absurd.
Yeah.
Looked like there were 100 people trying to interview him.
Scotty, called himself a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty A said,
"That's what everybody
how's it
said,
feel to get out of New Orleans?" He's like, "I love it. Yeah. I'm glad I'm here."
You want to hear him? He's asked if
he thinks
the team's a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Marshawn, with this team being 7-2, obviously the ultimate goal is winning the Super Bowl. Do you feel like you kind of push this team up additionally to strive towards that goal?
Oh, most definitely. I feel like I wouldn't be here if I didn't. You know, so I think they made that obvious. But, what they gave up to get me, and I just got to do what I got to do here. So.
He doesn't sound like he sounds like a no-nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All business.
He's all business. He don't care about talking to you.
No, not really.
He don't care about our questions.
He just wants to go shut down number one wideout.
I don't get a sense that he's going to be on this radio show very often.
Probably not.
Probably not ever.
Yeah, right.
I would guess no.
Hey, can I real quick? Let me go to Randy. Front row. What's up, Randy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Hey, I got 2 quick questions on for Cakes on the playback machine.
Oh, okay.
But first, I wanted to talk about Tomlin. Y'all mentioned his record coming out of the bye. Do you know what his record is against rookie quarterbacks?
No.
Do not.
Fill us in.
It's 25-6.
Oof, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's
good nugget.
I think it'll be a good test for Jaden.
definitely what he's going to be.
I feel
like
the last guy that had kind of like a record like that was Bowles. They were hyping up how Bowles does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Against.
I mean, most coaches are probably going to have good records against rookie quarterbacks because generally rookie quarterbacks struggle.
Right.
And generally, if a rookie quarterback's playing, they joined a bad team.
Listen, I don't think there's any embarrassment if you lose to the Steelers.
No.
Feel like
it's quality outfit coming in.
I feel a little bit comfortable being a very, very slight favorite, mm-hmm. though. But it's not like I'm going into the game super confident.
All right, what are your two playback machine questions?
Yeah, what do you got?
I was wondering what's the origins of the jacuzzi one and the kidneys one?
All right, the jacuzzi one, that's the Mel Gibson.
Both.
All right, so remember Mel Gibson went on his rants like 10 years or so ago?
Yep.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Yeah. He was going crazy. Yep. And then I guess his Russian girlfriend or whatever it was at
Oksana.
The time. Oksana. They had all these phone calls that mm-hmm. were recorded. This is part of that phone call where she was complaining to him.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi. Everything I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
That's my favorite. That's my personal favorite.
That's so strange.
Those were the radio glory days.
Oh, yeah, man.
The Charlie Sheen meltdowns.
Charlie Sheen.
The Mel meltdowns.
Yeah. Oh, man. We were just getting good material.
I remember.
Magic Johnson's, late night show.
That's further back.
That's further back.
I'm just saying.
Sure.
So does that clear it up? That's where it comes from.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Guys.
It was those two.
It's about the kidneys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't quite understand everything I have.
She's arguing with him because she's telling Mel that she gives it her all.
Gives him everything.
Gives him everything with liver and her kidneys. Yeah. Kind of like broken English.
She's Russian. Yeah. I think she's having a hard time with her cliches and her sayings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, all right.
I walk on the eggshells always with you.
Love that one, too.
At underutilized. 9 o'clock. They would drop almost every day for like a week straight on Radar Online. And then I had to do everything I could to pull them.
Yeah.
And then
edit
because Mel was dropping F-bombs.
Do the Maccabees one. I know you have that.
Oh, I do love that.
You should have a whole bank
too.
Of Mel Gibson.
I think we do.
Yeah.
We definitely do. We have.
What a psycho.
Let me see. There's probably 20 Mel drops and there's a good 10 Oksana drops.
Right.
I think the Maccabees might be on a different bank that I'm having
trouble. Just play one Mel. I know we got to go to break. We're past it. Just play one Mel thing to tease me.
Okay, I can do that. All Here's right. Mel.
I can't get like this anymore. I need a woman.
He's an unhinged individual. He's a seriously disturbed person.
Makes good movies, though.
It happens.
Does make good movies.
It
no
happens
doubt
sometimes,
about
Cakes.
All right, coming up at 7, we'll hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders as they prep for this weekend's massive game against the Steelers. And am I seeing this correctly? Are we playing an impromptu hit or hurt thing next? I don't know even what we're listening to, but we will do that next here on The Fan. Coming up at 7 a.m., we will hit the Skins, give you the latest as the Commanders prepare to take on the Steelers at Northwest Stadium this Sunday. But I believe we're going to play hit or hurt. We don't play it very often anymore. We used to be a pretty semi-regular feature on the show many, many moons ago. Play it sporadically. It's where Valdez will play a clip of a new song, and we just claim.
We react.
Whether it's a hit or whether it's a hurt.
It's a 30-second clip the artist, I guess, posted.
All right.
About his new song.
Now, remember, the reason why we used to do this is because we worked at the alt-rock station, and it was a way for us to incorporate music into the show because, frankly, we weren't there to play music. Right. We were there to talk.
Correct.
But they wanted music to somehow be incorporated to blend
it. It was a fun way of exposing us to new music, some of which we really liked, some of which we probably hated.
Right.
And it was just kind of fun to predict whether it would go on to be a big hit or whether it would be thrown in the trash.
Right. All right, so here you go. I can't tell who that is. I mean, I kind of like it.
I'm trying to figure out
who it is.
It's
kind of up my country.
Is it one of your guys? Is it?
I don't know. It's kind of up my country sensibility, but I don't recognize the voice.
That's why they're playing it.
Yeah, I don't recognize the voice.
The tune actually reminded me of the Shaboozy song.
Is it
that's
that
exactly what it reminded me of.
Is Shaboozy.
It's Shaboozy doing the exact same
look
bit.
Look at JP with the golden ears
nice
over there.
No, I wasn't even saying the voice, like the tune.
Right.
Yeah.
It feels like a ripoff of Tipsy.
Yes.
Like he's
a lot of guys just sound like the same.
Is he just repurposing his own?
The sound. The
like rhythm.
The rhythm, yeah.
Yeah. Same.
It's very similar.
I was about to do the one, here comes the two, to the three, to the four.
It's like he's mashing up his own song.
The other one's better.
He's playing the hits.
Right? The other one's better, but I like this one.
He found a good chord progression, and he's sticking with it.
The second one, it's going to be a hit.
Play the second one again, because now you're playing the silly. I told you, my instinct is to like it, because it's just kind of up my alley.
Jumped out to me.
Am I sleep deprived brain, or is this the same thing? Basically,
same song.
It's like in the chords in like a different octave.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see it.
Like when you played it, I recognized it. I forgot the name of the artist, but I was like, it sounds very familiar. It's because it's a variation of his first hit.
Right.
He's local, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Woodbridge. From Woodbridge?
From Virginia.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Local guy.
What's he, like, live in L.A. now or Nashville or something? Like,
yeah, I think so.
We got to get him on a show.
Shaboozy? Probably doesn't live in Woodbridge anymore.
We have the same conversation.
Yeah, we did.
6 months ago.
Yes.
Not with me. I didn't know he was from Woodbridge.
I'm guessing you were part of it.
What's the name of the place we're going
to? You might have mentioned it. Play the part where it registered in my brain that he was from Woodbridge.
Actually, you really want me to find it?
Yeah, I would love for you to go. If I say he's from Woodbridge, I'll be surprised.
I would
be surprised.
Who knows when
you
that
was. You just forgot that nugget? Or you just feel like you didn't
You might have said
nugget.
It, and I feel like it didn't register with me.
Okay.
You know, like
that
maybe,
part I believe.
Right.
Right.
If you guys think you said it, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
is it a hit?
Is bar
song part two a hit?
It's not as big as the other one.
The first song was a hit. This one's very similar to the first song, so probably a hit.
I did see a lot of people calling him out for having a similar sound.
Okay.
Yeah, but like you can say that comments, about a lot of guys.
One comment made me laugh is that Imagine Dragons ass music.
Hey,
that's pretty funny.
Imagine Dragons is catchy. I like Imagine Dragons.
Tipsy song is still number one. It's the decade's longest run of a song at number
it
one.
It is?
Yes.
What, like on Billboard charts?
The
like
Billboard Top 100.
Really? It's still number one.
It's going to go down as like one of the biggest smash hits of all time.
How many Spotify streams does it have? A trillion?
No, not yet. It's too new for that, man. Maybe it might have close to a billion. I'm in.
He's like, how do I follow up that hit?
Play it again. The original. You keep playing the big silly. Play the original.
What?
You mean the new one?
The new one, yeah.
You're right. He's playing the hits.
I like it. I'm in.
There you go. Hit for you.
I'm in. Not for you, Jay.
I mean, it's fine. It's just...
I mean, I'm just going to
I don't like new music.
It sounds exactly like his first hit, which is...
JP, I don't like new music.
We're old.
Yeah, but
we're
that's in, fine. This is not like mumble rap.
No, it just doesn't appeal to me. I mean, I just don't care. If I hear it, I'd say, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm just like, I'm trying to... delve into it.
But I'm not going to request it.
Right.
I'm not going to tell my boys on the golf course, hey, play Bashuzi or whatever his name is. Yeah, play
Scott Bashuzi. I'd rather hear Scott Bashuzi.
I love it so much. Yeah. Play it. We're on the 6 tee box.
Was
play
that
Bashuzi.
Guy's name? Bashuzi from WFAN?
Yeah, Bob Bashuzi.
I called him Scott.
EB, the
time.
Bar song on Spotify has more than 880 million downloads.
Yeah, I was pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Said Russia. Probably has close to a billion. But I don't know, what's the all-time Spotify song? Does anybody know?
No.
Yeah.
No idea.
I mean, I know Bieber's got a bunch of big
It's
got to
be Tay-Tay.
Couldn't tell you.
Tay-Tay?
It could be.
Is Pandora still in business? What about Tidal? Is that still in business? Does anybody use those platforms?
I got a buddy that has a subscription to Tidal.
Does?
He does.
Is your buddy Jay-Z?
No.
Who is this person?
No. He's my buddy.
This says, as of November 2024, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is the most streamed song on Spotify with over 4 billion.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
As of when?
This month.
Wow.
Does it have top 5 all time?
No. Now I'm pushing it.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that's a great one.
Someone You Love, Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, EB loves that
song. Yeah,
I love that song.
Lewis Capaldi.
You love Megan?
You know, he's got like the Tourette's or whatever. There's a great documentary about the guy.
Have I heard that song?
You've heard it a million times.
I play it.
How many takes does he have to do?
I don't know Lewis Capaldi.
Yes, you do.
You know the song.
Okay, I don't know the name.
It's friggin' awesome.
I'm sure I know the song.
I actually love the song.
All right. I'll let you know if I've heard the song before. Lewis Capaldi. He should change his name.
Is he one of those guys that Simon Cowell discovered, maybe? From like...
That I don't know.
From like...
I don't know his origin
UK,
stories.
Like, what do they call that show?
It's
not American Idol.
X Factor?
Huh?
Oh, X Factor. Yeah.
X Factor?
Maybe it's X Factor. I don't know.
I feel like he might have been originally on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've heard this 18 million times.
All right.
Guarantee your daughters like it.
They've never played it in a car. I'm
going under in this time. I feel there's no one to turn to. Not tracking.
Are you really? Tracking with it, Case?
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
That song, that is a smashola. Yeah.
Come on, louder. The day bleeds into nightfall. And you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down. You don't have to do that. And
I tend to close my eyes. I mean, I might have heard it, but it doesn't ring a bell. I swear to God, I'm not lying.
EB looks terribly vexed.
I'm stunned.
So he doesn't listen to new music.
I don't.
He's old school.
I mean, unless my daughters are playing it in the car, I don't listen to it.
All right, when we come back, we are going to hit the Skins. We'll talk Commanders. And don't forget, coming up at 7:20, we'll talk NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.